sometimes we create dependency, or we create the belief that we are dependent always on having some sort of mentor, some sort of coach. And it doesn't mean you never need one or you shouldn't get one, but it means check in with yourself and check in whether there is something that you can already give yourself. Check in whether you are actually trying to hand over responsibility to another person.
Welcome to the Sound of You podcast. This is a space where we have inspiring, thoughtful conversations about the voice, about healthy self-expression, and all things spirituality and personal growth. My name is Friederike, I am your host, and I am so excited that you're here. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome back to this episode of the Sound of You podcast. And yes, this is one of the very last English episodes, one of the last episodes of the first season of the Sound of You podcast, because the second season will continue in German. However, I'm not sure if there is someone, if you are there, then let me know, who has listened to actually all 40 of the previous episodes. So there's a lot for you to catch up on, and thank you for being here. So this is another episode within my mini series called This Shit Is Working, meaning I'm sharing tools and methods for healing and manifestation that I have found for myself and in my work as a coach and healer with my clients to be actually working. And today, we're going to come to something that you probably already know, because as you read in the title, this episode is called Taking Your Own Medicine. What does that mean? We all have medicine. And with medicine, I mean we have something that is our gift, that again is abstract, that is something that we do really well and that we give to other people. That's why it's called a gift, right? It's the kind of thing that your friends will come to you for help, for an advice, to share a story. And you are really good at, maybe you're really good at analyzing the situation. Maybe you're really good at understanding everyone's perspective. Maybe you are really good at emphasizing. Maybe you're really good at holding space and just letting the other person be, being completely open and non-judgmental. Maybe you are really good at finding distraction, cheering people up, and that is also a quality, by the way. You probably know that thing that you are good at. We are all very, very good when it comes to understanding our friends, when it comes to giving advices to our friends, to our family, to our partners, because we look at their situation from the outside. Now, when we look in the mirror, things start becoming convoluted. And when we look at our own problems and challenges, we start explaining them away. If we were to say to us, if you were to say to yourself, the things you say to your friend, you will start arguing. You will be like, yes, but you know, it's not that easy because, yes, but what about, yes, but blah, blah, blah. Now imagine your friend would be doing that all the time. You would never give them advice ever again. That would be very tiring, right? I mean, we all have these kind of friends, and we are all like that at certain moments in our lives because things often aren't as easy as they look, but sometimes they just are, and sometimes we just need to accept that maybe someone who looks at our situation from the outside has a much clearer view, a much clearer perspective than we actually do. So what will happen if you do that to yourself? And you don't have to be a coach or a healer for that, by the way. That's why I'm bringing this example of friendship. Right? Because these things happen to me in sessions. I will give you one example or two examples. I had a client who works in sales, and among a lot of other things, teaches her clients how to use language and which words to use and not to use and why. And then she said something about herself. There was something along the lines of, yeah, I'm in war zone right now. And I was like, whoa, excuse me? Like, what did you just say? I'm like, really? And I said, look, if this is how you talk to yourself, then no wonder your system, your body is tense. No wonder your voice, because we work with a voice, is tense. If you are communicating to yourself, I am in a war zone. She looks at me, she goes, this is actually what I teach my clients. You're right. I wasn't aware that I talked to myself like that. So I said, yeah, look, it's time to take your own medicine with that. It's often the things that we share with other people that we are so, so, so skilled at seeing in others and even teaching others that often we forget when it comes to our own life. It is the same for me. I am extremely good at holding space. I had someone ask me in a first date call, which is what I call my discovery calls where I meet with you to see if we want to work together or not. I had one person ask me, so what do you do in your sessions? And I took me a moment and I said, not so much. And so we both laughed. But the truth of the matter is, I recorded an episode here about space and creating space, giving space, inviting space. And I'm aware that this is one of my gifts, that when you provide space for people, for energy to move, there isn't actually so much to do anymore. So sometimes I forget that. I forget to do that for myself. Or all those methods here that I share with you. All those methods that I share in the This Shit Is Working series are things that I seem sometimes need to remind myself of to do them. Of course, I'm a human being, my loves. So of course that happens. Another example was one woman who shared with me that she's so good at actually the same thing, creating space for people, creating that magical space, and then transformation just happens and the right words and actions come to her and there's deep, deep transformation that happens. And so I invited her to, what would it mean to create that for herself? And it's so magical when we are able to do that. And by the way, you guys, that doesn't mean this whole series, I've told you before, but this whole series does not mean that you're meant to do everything on your own. But you also don't need a coach or healer for everything, right? Sometimes it is actually the right choice to empower yourself and to become committed towards yourself. This is another thing. You know, some of us were so good at empowering others and being a cheerleader for others, so that to empower others and bring them into their strength so that they actually pull through whatever they wanted to pull through. But then you forget about yourself. You don't do that same thing for yourself. So take your own medicine. Take your own medicine. What is it that you are good at? And if you don't know, maybe go and ask a couple of your friends. Ask them, look, when there's something that you call me up for, what is it that you appreciate about me? What do you feel like I give to you? What is my strength? Because sometimes we need that mirroring. I need that mirroring. Some of us are really good at knowing. Some of us need other people to reflect back to us. And that's totally okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And then ask yourself, what would that mean if I took my own medicine now? If I was my own coach, if I was my own advisor, or even if you once had a mentor, you could also ask, what would it mean to do what I learned back then while I was having a coach or a mentor? What is the medicine that I received? What are the skills that I learned that now I can take ownership of and become responsible for implementing in my life? I wasn't expecting to go there in this episode, but you know, in this scene, personal development, growth, even alternative medicine or therapy, spirituality, sometimes we create dependency, or we create the belief that we are dependent always on having some sort of mentor, some sort of coach. And it doesn't mean you never need one or you shouldn't get one, but it means check in with yourself and check in whether there is something that you can already give yourself. Check in whether you are actually trying to hand over responsibility to another person. To your coach, to your healer, to your therapist. You do the work, I receive. So easy, right? When in the end, it always takes commitment from yourself. And here's one more last story that I want to share. I think I shared this on this show before, so forgive me if you've heard me tell this story before. There was a time in my life where I was absolutely devastated, absolutely broken and broke. And I had just quit a mastermind that I was a part of for a while, and I was without any coach, without any group really to support me. I was then also in quarantine because I had COVID, and I was in a foreign country all by myself, not able to go home for another 10, 14 days because of COVID. And I sat there and I said to myself, this just can't be it. There has to be something. Like, what is it that I'm not seeing? What is it that I don't want to see? How can I be so good at helping other people if I cannot help myself? If I am in this mess here, you know? And it wasn't like I was judging myself in that way, or that I was punishing myself internally. It was just a very open question, like, how this just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. I want to know the truth. So I took my own medicine and I sat down and connected to my heart, and I just became brutally honest. Very honest and completely non-judgmental. I was really ready to receive whatever answers were going to come from inside of me, which is what I'm so good at helping other people receive, you know, answers from inside, connecting to your body, connecting to your heart. And I received my answers. And since then, that was 2 years ago now, less than 2 years, my life has just become better and better and better and better. And I keep reminding myself often of taking my own medicine. And when I don't have the medicine, I look around for someone who might have the medicine I need. Or I accept where I am and just give space to whatever is there. So here you go, my loves. What is your medicine? What is your medicine? What do you give to other people that you may have forgotten to give to yourself? This shit will work. I tell you, you see it work with other people, so it will work for you. You just gotta take it. And I'm actually really curious, if you listen to this episode, if you want to share with me, what is your medicine? What did you maybe get reminded of? Or maybe did you get reminded of another person in your environment who keeps seeking out help from others, not taking their own medicine? I'm really curious. If you want to share, I'm ready and happy to receive your emails, your messages. Always puts a big smile on my face. Wishing you a beautiful day, and I hope to be able to drop into your ears again next week. Bye-bye. You just listened to the Sound of You podcast. And if you want to free your self-expression, be confident in who you are, and release old junk that really doesn't serve you anymore, get in touch with me and join the tribe. Bless this world with the sound of you.